This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
With the broadcast section that's got no embargo, followed by an embargoed section for 10:30 p.m. tonight. No live tweeting during the broadcast section, please. And Jamie, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, Arnaud Juma is available. He's a player we can use tomorrow in the game. We have only one problem with Harry, because he played the last game full of illness, and he didn't train during the week. He trained this morning, but he wants to come with us and be available. So we know very well that Harry wants to play every game, and so we are happy that Harry is involved in the game. But the only situation we have to take care is this. Absolutely.
Monday night felt like a bit of a turning point, and after the game, both Harry and Antonio spoke about a meeting where everyone sat down and cleared the air, whatever. Can you tell us what happened in that meeting?
No, in that meeting happened, what you said is a point of start, is a point of restart. That game was a tough game. We played a great match. We were playing with a perfect approach, and this is a point of change of the mentality. We spoke a lot about it, and we have to do it. We have to change the mentality from the start and the end until the end of the game. Every game has to do the same. And Antonio had a great speech about this.
In terms of Antonio himself, I think people forget sometimes that football managers and footballers are human beings as well, and it's been a really difficult year for Antonio, losing three close friends, his wife and his daughter still back in Turin. On Monday night, his reaction to the away fans suggested a manager that's still very happy here and very committed to the club. Have you seen a change in Antonio this week? Does he seem more determined?
But it's very difficult to feel that Antonio is not determined. It's very difficult, but the way he celebrate maybe he can let understand, in my opinion, that he feel love around him. This is really important. This is really important that the fan are with us, are with the team, are with the player, are with the club, and Antonio, with Antonio as well, but I think his reaction came from the what he expect from the game. He wants to see that the player fight with him and with everyone, and I think his celebration was about this, and it's fine to feel that feeling for him.
Just in terms of tomorrow's game itself, Spurs fans, as you know, are desperate for a trophy. It's been a long time at this club. The FA Cup has almost become the most important thing for Spurs fans this season because it's the best chance of winning a trophy. Is that something that you and Antonio and the squad are aware of, that this is almost, for some fans, the biggest game of the season?
No. Many time when I was here, we speak about trophy, cup to win. I don't want to push and to create pressure on this. We have to change the mentality, and the last game was a good start point to change this. And with the change of the mentality, you don't have to talk about to win trophy. You have to do it. Is the fact, not the words you say, is the fact. So I don't want to push and to give pressure on a trophy or one another. And there is no one trophy easier than another. It's difficult to work on the mentality. We try to do it, and we want to be a team that can win a trophy.
Just one final question for me. You've spoken a couple of times now about changing the mentality. What was the old mentality, or what had the squad maybe slipped into? Was it this complacency? What was wrong with the mentality before?
The approach of the game. We consider too many goals, and we have to spend energy to recover in a match. We know very well this is a fact, this is a stats. So we have to approach the game in the right way. We have three phases in a game: offensive, defensive, and transition. And we have to be well prepared in every situation, and set pieces as well. So this is the mentality.
Thanks, Jamie. Alex?
Hi. You spoke about the starting point at Fulham on Monday night. So coming to this game against Preston, does it make it harder to make changes if you want to keep that momentum going?
No. We think that every game we prepare, every game we are going to play, we keep up the best team to try to win. So we can do a change. We are here from enough time to have player ready to play one game, and some changes, nothing happened with some changes. The only player we can realize that maybe is not ready like the other is Arnaud, because he's a new player. We are happy, but we need to give him time to understand everything.
Jack?
Antonio was very honest with us on Monday about how the team was so good defensively last season, and then the level has dropped a lot defensively this season. What's your analysis of what's changed?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The analysis is there is no only the defensive line that work for the defensive situation. It's a team that defend, is a team that attack. But maybe if we compare this season, we have many more individual mistake. And I repeat, we need to be good in the approach of the game.
What can you and Antonio and the other staff do to improve the level and improve the confidence in the second half of the season?
Do at the best our job. Yes.
Nick?
If you had someone who wanted to play against Preston, but you didn't want them to play because they played a lot of games, would you and Antonio say for a FA Cup game,
you know, rest, don't play in this match because we need you for the Premier League?
Until the last minute, we don't say to any player, you don't play, you rest. We prepare the game last and leave the player think they can play this game. And then in the end, Antonio make a decision and some player can have some rest. So for sure, we have some change, but we have many players ready to play this type of game.
Just as a term, the Saturday game, because of the pressures of the Premier League recently, is playing the FA Cup a bit of a break for the team and for the coaching staff without all of the attention?
No, there's no break. There's no break. No. It's an important game. It's an important trophy. And we want to honour this trophy, this cup and this competition. So there is no break.
I think finally, Ali, please.
Obviously, you've worked very briefly with our Danjuma now. What have you seen and what are his strengths?
That have been? He has experience because he played a good Champions League last season. He's a player that can play like a striker, like a winger. He has a lot of position he can cover. So we are happy and we are looking for to work with him. We want to discover. Is normal in January during the season. You need time to give him all the information to play in our team, and so we are happy and we want to work. We are looking forward to work with him.
Which of those positions do you think will be his main or his best one in Antonio's team?
It depends of the system we use. In the system, normally we use could be a number 10 or a striker, and this is the way we want to work with him. We said many times we need a player to change. This season we have lost Lucas for a long time, and we need a player to add in our rotation, and it's fine to have him.
Quite a lot with this season, obviously. Yves Bissouma. Why do you
think he hasn't quite hit the form that he had last season? Yeah, because it's different. The club where he play is different. Expectation you have on every game, and Bissouma. When you change the club, you need to understand quickly the moment and. Sometimes when you play every game and you start to be a player that give a rotation to your team, it's not easy for Bissouma, but for all the player. And you have to understand what is your position in a team and what the team need from you. And not in every club is the same. And maybe this needed time, but at the moment we are happy with him. He's a player that we can use every game. So.
Just the last one for me. You said a couple of weeks back, when I spoke to you last time, that Brian Hill, you didn't think he was going to leave on loan. Is that still the case with Danjuma coming in?
It's not a question that I can answer because I'm not involved in this type of decision. My opinion is the same of 3 weeks ago, so nothing changed for me.
Okay, well, in the broadcast section.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.